Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oh, look at that. I knew something about a punk band.
Just some old fat drunk dudes jumping up and down.
This tree just planted itself right on top of the cement.
I did watch a YouTube video today.
My dad mashed potatoed
of
Enema
Chris Carrava.
Aaron doesn't know who Chris Carrava is. It's so good. That's great.
Like, what other dessert is like that? Like a funnel cake?
A funnel cake, I think, could be extruded 6 inches at a time.
Yeah.
That's okay. The criteria.
But that would just make it a churro.
It would also be hot and crispy. Was a funnel cake a churro, or are they the same thing?
No.
I do not believe they're the same thing.
No.
Funnel cake is just like only crisp. A churro, because of its texture, has more density.
We're not recording.
Oh, we are. This is good. It's good content.
Wait.
I read a blog post about content creation. Just go with it.
Oh, yeah. Whenever people ask me what I do, I say I create content.
Yeah, and that you are an...
And creator of content.
Uh-huh.
Right. Influencer. I influence.
Of the three of us, who's the most influencer-ish? Is it Aaron? It's Aaron. Yeah, he is the one using.
I think Aaron
sponsored equipment.
I know.
The three of us.
Yeah, he's on an AKG mic, but I think he lost his voice. Have you been a little sick, Aaron?
Yeah, it's, you know, with the stress of the end of the
teaching children,
you have to be children. Sometimes. Yeah,
sometimes. That isn't really hard though. Getting
what? Oh, fucking mic.
Let me just sip some Tiesta tea real quick. All right. So, a lot's gone on, but there's a record that's kind of been like just spinning and spinning and spinning in Jesse's life lately. And we never talked about it. And I think that in terms of the punk tree and what we do and kind of what we try and bring to discourse, bring to discussion together, That new-ish Blink-182 record is a significant thing that we should at least have some remark about.
Yeah, they've been a big band that I've listened to since I was a teenager.
The Wee Lass.
That's a big chunk of my
Wee
life.
Wee Lad.
Lad.
Wee Lad.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to offend.
Yeah. Oh, no, and they were putting out music for that chunk of my youth that I really listened to a lot. They were one of my favorite bands. I like went and saw them in concerts all the time.
Yeah. And then it kind of fell off the rails.
For them, there was a lot of speculation about what was going on. And I mean, the more true stories have been coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I listened to Blink 182 in the mid to late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like by the time, Jacket and Pants came out?
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket?
Pants and Jacket, yeah. That was kind of off the wagon.
Aaron, did you like that one? You like that album title? You got a good response there. Did you just get it for the first time?
No, that's an obvious.
Sorry, you just had the look on your face was... like jacket.
Uh-huh.
It's I'm sure I'm just teasing. There's no way you didn't get the pun. I'm just messing around. But good response, visually, but that doesn't bode well for our audience, so.
Alright, so Jesse, you, I heard the song right away, because it was in the algorithm, there's no way around it. You went for it the most, though, at the beginning. Like, yeah. you were in from the start.
Yeah, they were releasing singles, and a few of them were coming out.
They did.
The very first one was called, how am I forgetting this? It was called, Edging. And that was the single they put out when they just first announced, like, oh, Tom's back with us. And Matt Skiba's not. Mm-hmm. And that they put out that single right then. And it's like, hey, and we're going to be putting out a whole album. And I didn't really like that song that much. But I still was like, I'm glad that they're getting back together. It's kind of weird, but like from a fan perspective, like I cared about their friendship. It's weird. Like I wanted them to get along and like make up and be there for each other. And I think that they have.
Yeah, I didn't care about all that.
You just cared about the music?
No, I didn't care about the music either. I think.
You just care about Tom and the aliens?
Like at a certain point, I was way off of the Blink-182 thing. And I liked Angels and Airwaves. But I, you know, just the celebrity of it all, and, you know, Travis Barker going off into Kardashian land and all that stuff, I was off it. And anything about them, like if I saw Blink-182 in a headline, or I saw Travis, or I saw Tom, or I saw Mark in the headline, I probably did not read the subtext or the, you know, I probably just ignored it because it was so far from, like, real music kind of stuff to me.
It was too at the forefront of, like, pop culture because it got so big.
Right, yeah. And so I just kind of didn't care. So whether or not they were a band that was together, I don't know. How they were doing health-wise or whatever, I didn't pay attention.
All right. Yeah,
I think other people did.
But then obviously. The album came out and you did listen to the whole thing, though.
Yeah, I listened to it a bunch of times. You know, it's an Eras tour through Blink-182.
Yeah, that's exactly how I was seeing it.
Yeah, you're the one who told me that idea, and I agree. I think it's intentional, I believe.
Yeah.
To try and, like, appeal to all the different audiences they had through the Eras. One More Time is, like, one of those... I don't know. Like I would put it in the same kind of category as like the Blink-182 song from when we were in high school.
I miss no. What's my age again?
No. The like.
Damn
the,
it.
No. The like the one that we played like high school graduations.
Was it a Blink-182 song?
No, the Green Day song.
Oh,
what's it called?
Fork in the Road.
No.
Time of Your Life. That song. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's called Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
No,
isn't it?
It's not. You're such a dick. You're just naming random Green Day songs.
That's a different song? It's called...
I love this. I love that we can't remember that. It's one of those songs that has a name and then a name in parentheses.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it by...
The name in parentheses because right. It's from the
Time
lyrics.
Of Your Life. Right.
Yeah.
This is so good.
I have to look it up.
Yeah, no. This is fine. I would guess it's their like in their top three songs of all time. Downloads or streams or
good
purchases.
Riddance.
Good riddance, yeah, good riddance.
What did I say?
So I would put
Time of Your Life.
Yeah. No. I would put One More Time in the same sort of anthem-y category of like a band that's a rock band, but they create the, you know, soft song that all your fans' moms really like.
Yeah,
like it's clean. There's nothing offensive in it. It's perfect for the radio. It's perfect to get middle school fans whose parents wouldn't want them listening to maybe different lyrics. It's perfect for that. You know, all the pop punk fans who now have kids who are like 10 to 20 years old. Like, they all feel like, oh, I can like play this at the house and like play it with my kids, and I can strum it on my acoustic guitar in front of my little kid.
Do you know who wrote that song?
Who?
Travis. Travis brought the hook and chorus of that song to them.
I believe it. It's very simple. And maybe he writes complicated songs too, but...
No, I just mean he brought them the melody and of and the lines.
Yeah.
Of the chorus. Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Anyways, that was his idea. And it does lead to what you said. But I really enjoy the album. I've listened to it many, many times. I've got favorite tracks, and it's really great. I've been enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, I have. It's been a bit of a phenomenon, right? But I have liked it pretty well. I think the song is very catchy. And if it fills one of that kind of space, like the Green Day song or whatever did, I'm fine with that.
Even though it was only out for like the last couple months of the year, it made my music replay top list.
Mm.
You know, most people, you know, people put out their Spotify Wrapped. It's called, well, Apple Music has their own, and I'm on Apple Music, so.
I just use BitTorrents.
BitTorrents?
I use BitTorrents so that I can pirate music. Aaron, you've heard it, the record. You haven't always been the biggest Blink-182 fan. What do you think of the new stuff?
I didn't think it was too far off of what I expected them to make. There's some like throwback stuff in there where they're trying to kind of do what they did in 1998. And it, I don't know, it doesn't feel like great to me. It feels like they're
so you're not loving it.
Not loving it. It feels like they're trying to just, I don't know, relive those days.
Okay.
So they're trying to relive those days, and that's a problem for you, or it's bad for them? That's something you don't want them to do? Why would you not want that for them?
No, it just feels like they're doing the same thing they've already done.
But now they're doing it one more time. They did some stuff that they haven't done before.
I don't know. It was a very Blink-182 record.
Yeah.
That's all. Do they stay together?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
There'll be another record?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
So the one more time is the next one?
Yeah.
I don't think they mean one more time. We're going to make one record and then hate each other again.
Yeah.
I think they mean one more time, we're going to not screw this up.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right, well, let's do it on our way out.
For sure.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with the Punk Tree. I want to thank our sponsor. It's been keeping me well vocally lubricated lately, and that is our good friends at
Test the Tea. Yeah.
Who always encourage us to
live loose.
That's right. So thanks for hanging out with Punk Tree. Be excellent to each other.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.